You're listening to Screen Heroes on the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Screen Heroes. My name is Ray and I am joined by my two regular hosts, Ryan.
Hi.
And Derek.
Yo.
How are you doing, boys?
Good.
Good. Okay. That reminded me of Egon in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah?
And he's like, yo. when they're the construction workers, you know, digging out of the street.
You're welcome.
He's trying to be cool.
You're welcome.
You should do that every week.
Derek always tries to be cool.
He's cool now, but back in the 80s, that was not cool.
Like, Egon's not cool.
Of course.
Fair enough.
Of course.
We got like 30 seconds for a Ghostbusters reference. So.
That's fine. That's way different than...
Here, I'll help you out. Star Trek.
Done. We can move on now.
I don't reference anything ever, guys.
That's true.
I'm totally original.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Okay.
Podcast, I think.
Yeah. So we mistakenly forgot to put D23 on our schedule.
And when she says we, I want to note that I don't make the schedule.
It's me, guys. I forgot.
I wasn't going to point a finger. No. I'm just saying.
I should have known that D23 this year and probably subsequent years from now on, going to be a big deal with the Disney Plus streaming service, with Marvel, with Star Wars, with, of course, all the Disney animation films, Pixar. It's going to be a big deal. So we were bombarded with news this week, and we kind of just want to talk about it. So we're moving martial arts to next week. We've got a bunch of movies.
I'm still not convinced it's actually going
to
happen.
Bunch of actors to
we'll
talk
see.
About. I've been watching martial arts movies just for you.
Are you sick of it yet?
No.
Okay.
No. I
really
love them.
There's such a variance.
I know.
You know, it's hard to get sick of.
No, I'm definitely not bored or anything. I really want to start watching more Bruce Lee because basically I just want to watch Chuck Norris get his face kicked in.
Like, there's a lot of that, yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of that.
That smug asshole.
That's totally fair.
So, yeah, we're going to talk a lot of news. I don't know how we're going to do this, if we're going to group everything together, if we're going to spread it all out. Well,
hopefully
whatnot.
Somebody has an outline because I did not memorize
the
news.
We message stuff. So.
I broke stuff up into sections because there's a little bit, like very little bit of non-Disney related news we could just get out of the way real quick.
Okay, so let's talk the Titans trailer that dropped earlier today. Titans 2 debuts in a week, 2 weeks?
It's like
that.
10 days or something. Yeah. Well, from the day we're recording this.
Right,
it's,
right.
You know,
sorry,
yeah,
guys.
I think it's early September.
Okay.
Still a DC Universe show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So still have to have DC Universe.
The cast is basically doubled.
Yeah, they've got a lot more budget this season. Mm-hmm. You can tell from the trailer it looks a lot better. But it's kind of weird that they waited this long to put a trailer out for it.
Yeah.
I mean, Swamp Thing had some stuff out. You know, further out than that, but still not as far as you would usually get for a TV show.
I actually thought the trailer was like not a good trailer.
Nah, it was pretty. It wasn't.
I actually liked the montage at the very beginning of it where they showed individual characters way more than I liked the whatever storyline they were trying to convey.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they were trying to tell you everything that's going to happen in the season, but really vaguely.
Yeah, and the cliffhanger from last season is not addressed at all. So we know that's going to be
huge.
Like Flashpoint in the CW verse where it's dealt with in one episode and you're done.
Well, that's why Raven has the gem now. That's her father.
Yeah.
On her
gem.
Face.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That's
going to
be the answer.
I know it's going to be, but I still don't like it, okay? Like,
there's parts of the trailer that's like, I'm excited about Connor and Crypto.
That's what
Aqualad.
Ryan told me upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm on the fence about Aqualad because
he looks dorky as hell.
Really?
Yeah.
I like his suit at least.
I really
the
like
the crown though.
Oh, that's, yeah, that looked dumb.
I like the young Justice version.
Well, Calderon is fantastic.
Yeah. Like I just think he's much
They
more
don't have the animation budget for that.
That's fair. Deathstroke looked fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know who's playing Batman, then you have no idea that Bruce Wayne is even in the trailer.
Yeah. Why are they like panning up on this adult, random adult walking down the street?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like, if you've been paying really close attention, you're like, oh, there he is. Otherwise, you're like, all right.
It's kind of interesting to me that they ended the trailer with what is this, like something like you should be Batman or be the Batman or something like that to Dick. So I'm wondering,
we're going to get Dick Bats.
I mean, Dick Bats is a thing in the comic books.
Is.
So it would be interesting. It would be a, maybe like a weird way of getting Batman into his own TV show.
He had the blue cowl, right?
No, I think he had a black
cowl.
Did he
have a black one? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like there's a different appearance, but I'm pretty sure the ones I've seen have had a black cowl.
It's been a long time since I've bothered looking at it, but I mean, it would be a fun little loophole to have Batman in the show.
Just not Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Yeah. But then that means we skip Nightwing, or he's Nightwing for like two episodes of the season.
If we don't get ice dancing Nightwing, I'm going to be so upset. That costume was gold.
You're saying you want the want like just a montage like they did for Supergirl Luke Cage.
No, I need like one whole mission of him wearing that stupid
outfit.
That
isn't going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm going to just disappoint
a mission,
you
not
right
even
now.
A full episode. Just
not
going to
happen. Like he won't even stop one burglary with that. It's not, there's no way they wouldn't let him out of the house.
If you guys haven't seen it, go Google Nightwing's original comic costume.
Yeah, it looks like a white disco dancing figure skater.
Exactly. That's 100% what it looks like. It's hilarious.
So the only other bit of DC news that's probably worth covering is Suicide Squad. Nathan Fillion is apparently cast in Suicide Squad.
All this is apparently, like, all of the Suicide Squad stuff, James Gunn came out and made a post earlier. He said, we haven't announced not even one bit of casting, not even Margot Robbie or anything like that has been officially announced yet. So any of the Suicide Squad casting.
King Shark casting was confirmed. Whoever, I can't remember who it was.
So
now.
Huge rumors then this week that Nathan Fillion and Steve Agee join the cast.
Right, Steve Agee.
I mean, it's likely that some of the rumors are true, but there's been literally nothing confirmed other than the title of the movie so far and that James Gunn is attached.
Yeah,
at least
WBDC, James Gunn, he hasn't said anything.
Well, so then in that case, we might as well say the other rumor then.
Yeah, the other rumor is Taika Waititi.
Who would he even play, though? Like,
for Taika Waititi. That's who
he's
plays.
He's just going to play himself with a chip in his neck?
I'm fine with that.
I mean, I don't, off the top of my head, I'm not sure who I would
Is
like
he going
to
be imaginary
as,
Hitler in this movie, too?
Yeah, that's just his role now.
Yeah, he's going to be that and everything.
I mean, like, I like him a lot.
Yeah,
so,
he's great.
Like, it's not like it's bad news. I'm just not sure who he would play.
And also, like, I'm sure Marvel has stipulations in their contracts about appearing in.
They might not with their directors.
But he's also an actor. He plays Korg.
Yeah, but that's a little different because he's an actor in his own movie he's directing. Right? And so, like,
maybe.
No, because he was also in
Endgame.
Well,
so he
probably directed that scene.
Yeah, he probably did. So, that's fair.
Right? Like, I don't know what the writers
you mean
are like.
Fortnite didn't direct that scene? I thought Fortnite did.
Yeah, that felt outdated even when it was in the theater.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, if we ever rewatch it.
Speaking of outdated jokes, I just want to say this out loud. We've been rewatching Futurama, and in Volume 4, there's a reference to Lotus Notes, and for all the techies out there, that's like the most dated reference in the entire show.
I had to have it explained to me.
Okay. I'm not familiar with how to use Lotus Notes, but I am familiar with what Lotus Notes is. My mom used to use it at work.
Yeah.
So
it's a very dated reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not in like the Napster funny kind of way either, so... Anyway.
All right, then.
So I guess we know nothing about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, we have more rumors. That's basically it.
Fantastic.
Viola
Davis isn't even confirmed?
They haven't confirmed anybody. There was a thing that he also posted today that they were doing. There's a rumor going around that they were doing like an open casting call for the Suicide Squad 2 or something like that. And they were having people send in all their information for it. And then James Gunn had to screenshot this and say, this is not legit. That's not even the title of the movie. Don't send your information to this.
Oh boy.
I feel bad for any starving actors that wanted to be in a superhero movie and now got their hopes dashed and their identity stolen.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because there have been big movies that have done open castings and you know, people who didn't.
Even recently, like in the past 2 years, there's been movies for like that. I think for The Mandalorian, didn't they bring up in a bunch of 501st Stormtrooper?
They very well
guys,
may have.
The cosplay club?
I mean, Bill and Ted used wounded warriors as characters in the new Bill and Ted 3. So, I mean, these types of things actually do happen. So if you get kind of screwed, that sucks.
Yeah, which it sounds like there's probably quite a few people out there. If the director of the movie tweeted or, you know, put this on Instagram or whatever, then
that's
not
that's,
good.
Yeah, that's a shitty thing.
It is.
All right, so I think that's it for DC news.
Yeah, totally wraps that up.
Okay.
Good show, guys.
Yeah, let's go home. No, let's move on then. So D23, There's, of course, kind of three sections to this news. There's the Disney side, the Marvel Studios side, and the Star Wars side.
Let's start with the Disney side, okay, because there's really not much to it. And I feel like that's going to be more on me because I'm more excited about that than you guys are, I think.
Depends which part of it you're talking about.
I mean, I can talk about the Disney Plus part.
Yeah, that part I'm intrigued
well,
by,
that's
at
least. Well, that's like everything. That's the entire company. I just meant like the animated, like the content. So,
okay,
like if you want to talk about Disney Plus first, go for it, because that's overarching. That involves okay. all of this.
So Disney has officially confirmed what I'm sure most of us had assumed. No rated R content of any kind will be on Disney Plus for the foreseeable future. I'm throwing the foreseeable future part on the end there because you never know. And if Hulu, for some reason, ended up crashing and burning, they would need a place for that content. But for now, there won't be any rated R content. Now, what's interesting about that is The Mandalorian is a Disney Plus show. So we'll talk about that when we talk about Star Wars later. But just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. They did announce a really quick turnaround discount promotion going on. If you can get this done through September 1st or 2nd, depending on the situation, you can get Disney Plus for less than $4 a month for the first 3 years. If you have,
isn't that only for attendees of D23?
No, no,
or is that a 2 years and 1 year free thing?
So this is
so
for
I saw
anybody.
Two different promotions.
This one's for anybody. I didn't really want to talk about the attendee one because like only so many people can go to that. But basically, if you want, you can sign up for the D23 fan club. If you have a membership already, then great.
It's free. You don't have to pay anything.
There are premium tiers, but you can have the free tier for this. So you sign up for that membership. If you do not have a membership yet, you have to do this by September 1st. If you have a membership, you get an extra day. I don't know why. But if you sign up for that, then basically you get $70 a year, you get a 3-year Disney Plus subscription. Well, okay, it's normally $70 a year. So basically the discount brings it down to $47 a year if you were going to do it. You do have to sign up for all 3 years, though. So considering that we only really know a couple years worth of content, that third year is a bit of a wild card. But there's a lot of stuff that they've announced, so I imagine there'll be things to watch.
While they've guaranteed content for the next 2 years, it does worry me with a new platform. You know, we've seen kind of DC Universe dip in popularity, and there's always a chance, a risk. And Disney's great. They pretty much can print their own money. But, you know, we were just talking about a little while ago how the Star Wars land is bombing. And it is underperforming, I should say. Of course, it's still making them money, but they've already ate through their 2-year waiting list, and they've laid off people, so it's not doing anywhere near as well as they hoped.
Yeah, but I think that's a price point. That's the problem. It's very expensive to go to Disneyland or Disney World these days. You know, it's $100 a day at Disneyland, and a family of four, you know, it's a $400 day. This is, you know, $6 a month, $7 a month. So I think it has a much better chance of people just kind of like letting the subscription roll and not really caring about it too much because it's so cheap. They also announced that you can have 7 different profiles, and this is on the base $6.99 a month plan. 7 different profiles, 4 of them can be streaming at the same time, and they support 4K and Dolby Atmos at that price point, which kind of blows Netflix out of
the
water.
It's not all their content though.
Well, no, not all their content is in 4K, but versus like for Netflix, you have to pay extra to even access.
And if
they're
able to offer The Office and Friends, then there's no reason to have Netflix anymore, is there?
That's right. It is impressive because, you know, Disney Plus is something that is going to hit basically any age bracket, right? So the kids can be streaming while the parents are streaming completely different things all at the same time, and everyone can be happy.
Or you and 7 of your friends can all split it, pay $1 a month, and then you each have your own profile.
So allegedly,
I saw the article too, but it was just for a specific cable company.
Yeah,
that
Comcast.
It wasn't Comcast.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was not.
Spectrum. It was Spectrum.
It was some other.
No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. It was Spectrum because we have Spectrum.
Yeah.
So it was Spectrum. Spectrum was Time Warner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a small player.
No, but I don't have to worry about that.
Like, you know, the second largest. But, you know, not you specifically, perhaps.
So I guess if you guys want to split it.
So, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I'm going to get it for $7 a month and get, you know, for a few months at least and try it out. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a lot of the content that was announced, but the, you know, Disney generally stuff, the old Disney stuff doesn't really interest me. So yeah. I'm going to lose interest quick if they don't keep new content coming that I'm interested in.
That's totally fair. I get that.
I'll drop it for a month if I have to and then come back to it the next month and, you know, whatever.
So, Ray.
Yeah.
Prime Disney timeline stuff, whatever you want to call.
Not Kelvin. So
it was originally called like the Disney canon and it only referred to their animated films and it left off, you know, the straight to DVD or straight to video sequels, that kind of thing. So Frozen 2 comes out in less than 3 months and they just announced that Sterling K. Brown and Rachel Evanwood are part of the cast. I imagine their roles are completely done and recorded and not even an issue at this point, but it seems weird to announce casting so late in the game and kind of leads me to theorize a bit more that they're introducing other magical people, princesses, whatever, especially since those two are very popular on television currently. Let's see. Oh, Lady and the Tramp live action. It's going to be their first big movie, first original movie, I guess, on Disney Plus.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is Lady now a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel instead of a Cocker Spaniel?
I'm so sorry.
I don't care.
All of the dogs used in the movie are rescue dogs. So they got may the have had a limited ones. Pool to choose from.
Okay. They couldn't find guess. A Cocker Spaniel rescue.
I mean,
at the I don't know how they got all the rescue dogs.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I just thought it was a weird thing to change. I love Cavalier. I mean, they're great.
She's
my brother
very
has one.
Pretty.
It just seemed like a weird change to make.
Yeah.
That's all.
The trailer looked really cute.
Was there a trailer?
Yeah.
I just
there
saw
was.
The poster.
A trailer no, dropped
they
this
dropped
weekend.
The same day.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure how they were going to handle the talking. You know, I wasn't sure if it was going to be more of like
Lion
a
King.
Homeward Bound Milo and Otis kind of thing or, yeah.
Live know, action Lion King.
I wish it had been more telepathic. I don't like when they move mouths. They're doing the mouth moving with CGI instead of like with the peanut butter trick and everything. So
you wanted more Homeward Bound.
I wanted the telepathic. I don't need their mouths moving. I like that. And the idea that animals can communicate without like actually having their mouths move.
It always just looks weird when there's also humans around too, because they're also talking and so everyone has human mouths and it's just strange. That doesn't work for me. But
one of my top favorite Disney movies, I'm really excited to see this. I don't know why, but I haven't watched that movie in at least 12 years and I got super misty-eyed watching it. It was just really sweet. It's one of the most romantic movies I've ever seen. I'm not gonna
did they
lie.
Show the meatball scene in
they
the trailer
did.
At the end
that's
yeah.
what they
spoiled
closed
it?
With oh come on that's one of the
I didn't
most
know how
iconic...
it ended
spoiler alert the dogs get pasta.
Damn it. Well now there's no reason to watch it.
I've actually never seen it.
Yeah,
even
I'm gonna
though
make
like
you watch
everybody
the
else alive I know about the meatball scene and all that, but
I'm gonna make you watch the cartoon. Fine. It's really cute.
I mean, it looks fine. Like it looks good. It is it is premiering with the service, so the Mandalorian and Lady and the Tramp drop at the same time as the service. On
well,
November
I know
12th.
Which one I'm watching right away.
It's just the kind of a it's a weird dynamic, you know. Here's like Bounty Hunter Paradise, and then here's two dogs falling in love. Like, I don't know.
I don't see why they can't exist in the same universe.
I mean, they
dogs
very well
can
might.
Fall in love anywhere, Derek.
They're just
don't
in a galaxy
so
far, far
close-minded.
Away.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So probably not in the same universe, but.
They might be. I don't know.
So Pixar did
Lady
not.
Lady and the Tramp doesn't necessarily have to be on Earth.
Oh my God.
Talking dogs don't exist on Earth. I'm just going to say that.
Lady and the Tramp was actually set in the small town Missouri little area neighborhood that Walt grew up in.
Neat.
Yeah.
They must have one really good Italian restaurant there.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dogs, Cruella de Vil.
They released one photo one set image from, I assume it's a promo image of Emma Stone as Cruella De Vil.
Almost unrecognizable. Almost. At least as far as I could tell. I didn't zoom right in.
I had a hard time realizing it was. I knew she was cast, of course, as that, but it doesn't look like her.
Well, the thing is, I actually thought this movie was going to fall by the wayside because she has been rumored to be a part of this since before Angelina Jolie was cast as Maleficent in 2010. So this has been going on for a really long time.
They had to wait for her to get older.
I have a couple theories. Like, one, they probably had to write that script a lot. How are you going to do a movie about where this psychotic puppy killer is the main character? How are you going to make...
Wait, is this not 101 Dalmatians? This is Maleficent?
It's Cruella. It's not 101 Dalmatians. It's Cruella.
I'm not nearly as okay with it now.
They did 101 Dalmatians.
They did a live action.
Glenn Close and Jeff Daniels.
That was the first
live
action like Disney adaptation was actually 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, I guess I forgot about that one, but I do remember Glenn Close.
It was a different era of Disney.
I thought they were, I guess I just thought they were just remaking it. Like, I did not realize. Okay, I'm less interested in it now.
They're building the villain.
I love Dalmatians.
The villain verse. They're building the villain verse.
But I imagine the script has gone through hell. Trying to get it so that she is sympathetic. It was the same issue they had with the Snow Queen all these years. It's why we have Frozen and it's not the Snow Queen.
Except the Snow Queen wasn't killing puppies.
Yeah, I don't know how you make Cruella seem sympathetic.
Right.
At least in the cartoon. I don't remember the live action one as much, but the cartoon, I mean, she's like legit evil.
Straight up bitch.
She is.
You know, and because you get to see her on her own without the good guys around, she's still evil. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's no sense of goodness in her. Whereas maybe some other people have some ambiguity to them.
Not her.
A lot of
people were really upset that they leaned in to the sympathy for Maleficent and made her a grayish, ambiguous character. So maybe they're just going full villain force and
Maleficent doesn't kill puppies.
I know. She just kills babies, and that's fine. Like,
that's better than killing puppies. I mean, let's get real.
Almost.
Okay.
Like,
she just killed the one baby. Cruella kills hundreds of dogs, so.
Well, she wants to. She doesn't succeed.
Right, yeah.
Didn't she make a coat out of all of them?
No.
That coat is not
a very large coat.
That coat is not puppy's fur.
The coat she's wearing is a different kind of fur.
Oh, I thought the whole thing was wearing.
So in the cartoon,
yeah,
it was supposed to be dogs.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, in the cartoon, she loves all kinds of fur. She talks about how she wants different kinds.
Other dogs?
No. She talks about how she wants like all kinds.
It's not implied that it's dogs.
No, it's. I always thought it was a mink based on the tails that were in the back.
I thought I remember there being like white tails with black spots. Like,
no. Well, no, she has a dress later, but it's not actually made out of dogs.
Maybe
it's
I'm getting
just,
it
she
all.
She wears the same outfit throughout the entire cartoon. I don't
know. Am I blending
know.
The two?
A
Is
lot
it the
of
sequel?
A lot of cos.
What's the sequel?
I don't know. A lot of cosplayers wear a white coat with black spots on it, but
maybe that's what I'm thinking.
She doesn't. She wears a big cream-colored coat that
she never
looks like Minx, and
she's evil and a failure.
We want her to be a failure.
The best
we
combination.
We want the dogs to win, guys.
Of course we do.
So will the dogs win in her own movie, though?
I don't know. I hope so.
This is the last 30 minutes just going to be making her making a coat? It's going to be like gorier than Hellboy?
I just don't know how you make that one sympathetic. Like, there's so many villains that you could make sympathetic and her not so much. Like, I'd rather see an Ursula movie. But anyway.
I mean, you could even make Scar look a little sympathetic because he was the outcast brother who was, you know.
And later on they revealed that his real name is Trash, right. So that's cool,
right? Like everyone just calls him
is
Scar. His face is beat up, and
because it was part of the script and it got animated, but it never got finished and added in. So,
but if it's not in the movie, it's not canon, right?
That is true. But I mean, like,
but that is fucked up.
He wasn't born named Scar, and he gets beat up someday, and they just start calling him Scar. Like you can make
Scar's a way cooler name than Trash. They did him a favor.
Well,
it's actually Taka, but that means trash in Swahili.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, still, Scar's a way cooler name than Taka too.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
Anyway,
so moving on, what else is
there? Was the Pixar announcement?
Yeah. So Pixar announced they didn't. First of all, they did not show another trailer for Onward, and I figured they would. That's their new modern fantasy movie with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. They did announce a new non-sequel movie called Soul. It's going to be their very first film with a black lead. So that should be really neat.
Jamie Foxx.
I didn't know who was the cast. Academy Award winner. So that's great.
Yeah. So really top notch. I imagine. So the movie's called Soul. It is. And they cast Jamie Foxx. I bet he sings.
I hope so.
Like a good amount.
I mean, the problem is like a lot of the Toy Story stuff doesn't, or a lot of the Pixar stuff doesn't have any singing. So it's not.
But I mean, you bring in, you know, the guy who won the Oscar for playing Ray Charles, right? And you call the movie Soul. I'm going to bet it's heavily musically influenced.
Oh, I want him to. So. I mean, there was a lot of singing in Coco, so there's no reason why there can't be. And then Disney announced their next animated film called Raya and the Last Dragon, starring Awkwafina. It looked really cool. The concept art had her riding a panda, so I thought it was adorable.
It's called The Last Dragon, and it's
Raya and the Last Dragon.
And she's riding a panda?
Yeah.
But she's not going to just start off riding the last
dragon. I think she was.
To find the last
dragon. I only saw the concept art.
We don't know. We don't have like a story or anything.
Commit it to memory. No. At the moment, that was it. I like dragons. It was just the casting and some concept art.
I actually misunderstood the entire announcement. I thought it was a show coming to Disney Plus, like a limited run show. So I totally missed it.
But that's all the Disney news that I got, so we can move on to Marvel.
I mean,
you hush your butt.
Hey, I want all the people that complain that Rachel doesn't get to talk to listen to this episode, because this is going to be a very Rachel-centric episode, because she knows more about Disney than both of us combined.
I do. All right.
But, you know, the only person that complains about that is Rachel.
That's true. Well, is that true? I don't know. I feel like Derek complained about it once.
All right. So let's move on. Let's do Star Wars first, and we'll wrap up with Marvel, because I feel like we could spend probably a lot of time meandering through the Marvel stuff. So let's talk Star Wars news.
Well, let's talk Mandalorian.
Okay. So we got our first trailer for The Mandalorian.
And they had the costumes there at D23.
Yeah, they did.
Lots of cool pictures of those, if you like that kind of stuff.
The fact that we know it will not be rated R content because it's on Disney Plus makes me a little more curious about how they're going to pull off some of the story elements that they seem to be focusing on in the trailer.
And also the trailer just in itself in the first 5 seconds has decapitated stormtroopers' heads on pikes.
Those are really just the helmets.
Are they? There's stuff hanging out of the helmets.
There is.
I mean, it doesn't look like guts or anything, but there's like fabric or
maybe
something
the
hanging out of the inside
does
of the helmets.
Like keep it PG-13 still.
I wonder,
I'm sure that's what it is.
Or is this some semantic thing where it's like, well, no movies that were rated R in theaters are going to show up.
Well, I mean, also, he literally chops a guy in half at the end of the trailer, so
that's why, like, I'm curious how that's going to work out.
That stuff could all be PG-13, though, really, in a PG-13 movie, really easily.
I'm hoping the Mandalorians in canon turn out to be the rednecks, and it's like Dog the Bounty Hunter, only in Star Wars.
I mean, I they are bounty hunters, but not rednecks so much.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for
I mean, we've seen Mandalorians rednecks. In the canon universe, so we know.
But we haven't really seen them, like, talk to each other or their culture or anything, so.
Okay. So you think there might be some NASCAR races happening on Mandalore?
Pod racing, duh.
Yeah, it's pod racing.
Only this time it goes in a circle.
No, it's going to be like Dewback racing or something like that. They won't have anything as cool as pod racers.
It is several decades after that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the trailer was interesting.
It was.
It didn't quite grab me as much as I thought it was going to.
It looks beautiful, though. I mean, you can definitely tell it's got the budget.
It's shot very well.
Tonks
is
a Twi'lek.
It's the same cinematographer as Rogue One, and you can definitely see that, which was a smart move.
So. Jon Favreau, he is so underrated as a director. He makes
is
smart...
he though? Like, I feel like everybody thinks he's
know,
a good director.
I mean, he did kick off the MCU.
I just don't think
and
people
Chef
bring
is a great movie.
I don't think people bring him up when we talk great directors. I think that's the issue.
Well,
I think
he
nobody's
just doesn't do much.
Disappointed with his stuff.
I didn't like Jungle Book or Lion. Well, I haven't seen Lion King, but I'm not going to. I'm just not interested in
it. I like Jungle Book.
So those movies kind of throw me off. But I feel like in general, he does a good job.
I think part of the problem is a lot of the directors we talk about have a very, very distinct style mm-hmm. where you can just see like a shot. And his is not as distinct.
But his is like Swingers and Elf and Iron Man and Iron Man 2 and Chef and Jungle Book and Lion King and The Mandalorian. Like that's his career, man. It's weird.
Like, you know, a Christopher Nolan movie, all you need is like the one, you know, low note and you're like, oh, it's Christopher Nolan's.
Yeah. And that like grayish blue like tone to everything. It's just everything's one of those shades. And
yeah, he doesn't have a lot of call signs as in his style. That's definitely true,
but he is good.
He's good part, he makes a good story, and he makes
great visual decisions.
And the one thing one of the things I thought was interesting in the trailer is that you don't ever see the helmet come off.
No.
So I'm curious if they're going to pull a Dread with it, and he's just and they just hired a decent actor for him to keep the helmet on the whole time. I'd be okay with it, honestly. But
V for Vendetta brought Hugo Weaving. A lot of people thought he deserved an Oscar nomination for that role, and he never shows his face.
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know,
I thought he did.
I think it could be. I mean, it's a lot harder to direct through that because you have to emote using your voice and movements rather than facial expressions.
I really doubt they're going to go that route, but I mean, it would be cool if they did. At least with like Dread, you could see the bottom half of his face, which helped, even though he made the same frown the whole time. But I thought that was a really interesting choice for the first trailer.
You should do a Dread cosplay.
I've always wanted to, but the thing is, I would do the Stallone Dread.
No, I won't help you with that.
I feel like it'd be easier to make because the armor is all like this thick foam stuff.
So going back, are you guys more or less excited for the show after seeing this trailer?
More excited, for sure. The thing is, guys, like Star Wars is never going to be my bag. I'm in it because it's a lot of fun, but like I do need to see stuff before I'm super pumped about it. Announcements, little news articles, they don't get me as excited as like Marvel does. I'm more invested in that, but you know, seeing this stuff, it's absolutely gorgeous, and what the trailer they put together was very compelling. Same with The Rise of Skywalker, the new trailer for that, it was more compelling and it gets me more invested.
It's about the same for me. I've been looking forward to it. This didn't change that, but it didn't enhance my hype, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And maybe that's unfair because like it's the premiere show for a streaming service that I already know I'm going to sign up for and watch. So like maybe I'm not like trying to hype up for it because I just know I'm going to watch it. I don't know.
I do think it's an interesting fact that we should note is that Star Wars never trended on Twitter, even when the Mandalorian trailer came out or when the D23 highlight reel on Monday came out. Star Wars was never in the top 10 trending.
People wanted Rise of Skywalker news.
Even with the Rise of Skywalker trailer, it did not hit top 10 trending. Dark Ray did, but like the trailer itself did not.
People like trolling it.
Probably memes about it, basically.
And no, a lot of it was cosplayers on my feed. I had a lot of people who were like, well, guess I'm doing this now. Or, hey, I did this 3 years ago.
So again, not the movie itself.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting because I think it shows that people are kind of treating Star Wars differently after the last movie. I mean,
there were a lot of announcements. I mean, we got not just those two trailers, but we got the official confirmation of the Obi-Wan Kenobi show with Ewan McGregor. We got the return date for Clone Wars, which brings back Ahsoka, which is a pretty big deal.
I'm just waiting for live action Ahsoka. That's all I want in my life.
Like, you're probably gonna be waiting a while.
I know, right?
I mean, like, she could show up in Obi-Wan.
She could. She came across him multiple times. She was his protege for many years. Like, there's no reason why she couldn't. But
she's never going to cast her.
It's not her show.
No, it's not. But I mean, we don't have a title for the Obi-Wan show either. We just know it's him. Yeah. But
why call it anything other than Obi-Wan or Kenobi? Like, that's what you need to call it. Doesn't need to be anything else.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends how much content's going to be in there. I personally think that with Solo's box office being as low as it was, they may take some characters and elements that they wanted for Solo 2 and use them in this show.
Emilia Clarke should totally be one of the villains. That would be
Could. Darth Maul can be doing things not in front of Kenobi, but around. And you can bring back Lando, and you could even bring in Solo as long as he doesn't actually meet, you know, until maybe the end of the show.
Yeah.
You know, but this show is supposed to take place between.
Wasn't Woody Harrelson's character alive at the end? They could totally do that too. He didn't die, did he?
Yeah, he died.
He died.
Yeah, oh, okay. He definitely died.
Sorry. On the train or something, wasn't it?
Not on the train.
I thought he died on the beach or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember. I need to watch it again. It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it's really good.
But anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I think there is slightly less hype than there used to be.
Yeah, that really, the Last Jedi, is that what the last one was? Mm-hmm. It really killed a lot of fans' hearts for Star Wars. Like, the guys that were really hardcore about Star Wars felt really betrayed by that. And I think it's kind of showing.
It's weird, though, because, like, Marvel's done that to me a couple of times, but it never killed my hype for the next film, right? Like, Civil War and Infinity War, I really didn't care for either of those for the most part, but I always wanted to see the next thing.
But I think that's a little different than what we're talking about in Star Wars, because you're talking like a nine movie story focusing on this one line of characters, whereas Marvel, you have Ant-Man, which is totally different than Thor, which is totally different than Captain America. You know what I mean? So you get a totally different change in tone. It's totally different directors and everything else.
Well, and the messaging for Star Wars is very weird, because they're talking about, like, this is the end of the Star Wars or the Skywalker saga, and we're going to move on from those characters. And then they announce the Kenobi show, which takes place during that timeline with some of those characters. And The Mandalorian takes place during that timeline with some of those characters. And, like, so they're not done with that section of the Star Wars.
There's Skywalkers in The Mandalorian?
There's no Skywalkers, but there's characters that we've seen in the Skywalker.
Well, I mean,
saga.
The universe still exists.
But what I mean by that is they're not really moving. Like, it's a large
they're
galaxy
on
with
from
a very large
Luke,
timeline.
Luke, Leia, and Han.
Yeah, they're
that's
moving on
they're,
from three.
Right,
characters.
They're not doing completely original. You know,
and
ideas.
That's a little disappointing.
Sure,
yeah, I would like them to do something like, and that's why I'm interested in The Mandalorian, because the connections are minimal. But I want them to separate. I want them.
It's also a piece of Star Wars we've not really seen before. You know, it's all been Jedi and, you know, spaceships, pew pew. But
and
now it's
EU and
underground
expansion. So.
Yeah. Now we're talking like underground, dirty, you know, bounty hunting, crime
ridden
stuff.
There will be some cool spaceship stuff that they actually invented a new kind of rig to shoot the ship, because it's practical models, which again I love. And so they've got the ship moves. The model ship moves and the camera moves at the same time, and that's not new, but the way it moves is new, and I'm very curious to see how they pull that off. Apparently Favreau was part of designing that, so
my issue is I want to learn about the newer characters. I am personally invested in the stories of Poe and Finn and Rose and Rey and Kylo, and I like they're not getting great storylines, so
and they're not going to.
I feel like I'm not invested in those
because
characters
they're not getting
all.
Great storylines.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Rey and Luke and I mean Leia, I guess. And the droids are getting more love. And maybe it's because I grew up with a lot of those characters, but I don't really care about Rose like as much as I want to, because she's a great actress, but
None of them are the actor's problem. It's the story.
And that movie just hurt me.
Finn sent on a wild goose chase that really doesn't matter to the story.
Oh,
no,
that whole storyline could have been cut completely.
Poe is essentially a completely different person in The Last Jedi after The Force Awakens, and goes from like one of the coolest guys out there to completely annoying, almost ruining the day for everybody for seemingly no reason. He becomes a moron in The Last Jedi. It's just
Phasma dies again.
Again.
You know, like the one character that I feel like could have been really interesting and
it just unceremoniously. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I mean, just leave her in The Force Awakens. That would have been better.
Yoda was a highlight for me, even though everybody hated it. And
no, I loved it.
That was
probably
one of the better parts of the movie.
A lot of the fans hated it. They're like, why did you bring Yoda back? Why wouldn't it have been Obi-Wan, you know, or something like that? It's like, it's fucking Yoda.
Well, Yoda's
the
one who really trained him.
Yeah.
And Alex McGuinness isn't alive, guys.
Well, they would have brought McGregor.
Come on, though. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he...
Why would his ghost go from old to young to old to old young again?
Ask the Return of the Jedi Blu-ray ending.
Stop. You stop it.
Well, actually, the special edition ending.
Stop it. Nobody asked for that. I didn't. Anyway.
We know we haven't talked the D23 sizzle reel or whatever it was called.
Go for it.
It was it was like a minute and a half of stuff we've already seen and then 20 seconds of stuff we hadn't seen yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was fine. It was the same thing they did for Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine. But I would have rather gotten some new footage and a full trailer.
Yeah.
Everybody's focused on this dark gray thing, but it's Disney. Their trailers always mislead you. It's clearly a red herring. They would not do a reveal like that in a trailer.
I mean,
just like the Jyn Erso one, right? Where she was wearing Imperial Trooper armor in that one trailer. Yeah. And then that wasn't even in the movie.
No, they cut all that. I mean, part of the problem with the trailer, the teaser, whatever you want to call it, okay, so they're bringing back Palpatine. I couldn't be less interested in that.
I am really annoyed with that. Like, they're doing it because they killed off Snoke in the last one, and Snoke was supposed to be the overarching big bad throughout this whole thing. And
well, that's what Abrams gets for leaving.
Yeah,
you know. But then to top things off, towards the end, when they're about to show Dark Rey or whatever, you hear Vader breathing, right? So I don't know what that's supposed to be, but. I don't know.
No one's ever found an asthmatic scary. Okay.
I just want to move on. I think that's my problem, is I'm just ready to not have to care.
See, I took that as a throwback to Dagobah when Luke went into the cave and had to fight Darth Vader. And
Gonna have to fight herself?
And she was, it was him inside Mega the Darth Scott. Vader thing. I'm just saying, you know, that's where it kind of was for me once I'd seen the whole thing.
Except her training's over.
Is it, though?
I mean, we're led to believe it is.
I mean, a Jedi never really stops training, so...
Well, okay, let me phrase it a different way. She's not doing those types of things anymore because Luke straight up tells her, we've taught you everything we know, right?
Okay, well, maybe somebody else is doing it. I'm just saying that's the way I took it. Dark Rey is not a real thing. No. It's not going to... And I mean, maybe if she's a clone, like I had talked about in a previous episode, what was a theory I had and a lot of other people had, then she might have some other clones.
She's an evil twin.
Sure.
I did
like the throwback with the lightsaber, though, because that's I hate that style of lightsaber with the flippy thing, but it was used in other Star Wars media that is kind of unknown. It was cool.
It was nice to see a new style. Like, that's something that Star Wars doesn't do a ton.
Yeah, you'll never tell me that a lightsaber whip is a good idea, so...
How many people did you decapitate while practicing?
Yeah, like this one, how many times did you chop your own leg off before you figured it out? Also, the lightsaber's super boring.
You practice with a fake one until you get it down, and then you use the real thing. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You know, you don't start with really sharp swords.
No, but...
I'm all in. Make her a Sith.
Honestly, that would be really cool, right? But they're not going to do that.
It makes no sense with the title.
Well, there's another Skywalker, you know.
Oh, God.
But,
there's Kylo.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, it would be the most interesting thing they could do,
that's
for
what
sure.
I think, too.
And we've wanted that. We've talked about it. We've talked about that on our Episode 7 review, I think. But they won't take their cash cow and the girl that all these little girls look up to and make her an evil villain.
Episode 7 didn't take any risks whatsoever. Episode 8
took way too many risks.
I don't
and
even
they didn't
think there
out.
Were risks. I think Rian Johnson was trying to literally do everything the fans didn't want him to or didn't expect.
Well,
like, he tried to go against
he
every
wanted to
expectation.
Buck the trends. Yeah, he didn't want to stick. Because The Force Awakens, as much as I like it and enjoy watching it, it is just a retread of
a
New Hope and some of Empire Strikes Back, right? So I get that he wanted to do something clean and different. And I appreciate that he tried.
Because there were good moments. Yoda, the fight with the
mm-hmm.
with
that
the guards,
was great.
That
yeah.
was amazing.
Objectively,
really
that was a very cool scene, yeah.
But now you've got Abrams coming back, and he doesn't like most of what Johnson did, so a lot of this is going to be retconning, and I'm just kind of tired of it. You know, like, Abrams is the one who decided to walk away. They wanted him to do 8. And he said, no thanks. And so they brought someone else in. Now you have to live with what that person decided to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so I just want it to get to the movie. I want to watch it. And I want to move on.
I agree.
You know, I just want to.
And you're hoping you enjoy it.
I'm hoping I enjoy it. I'm going to keep my expectations kind of low.
The thing is, like, we've already seen a whole movie that retconned everything and it set the franchise up for failure. So that's my issue. Like, it in a vacuum, I really enjoy Days of Future Past. However, by changing absolutely everything, by Singer getting rid of everything he didn't direct, the next two movies were horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Days of Future Past, but those two make Days of Future Past look good to me,
right?
Which is unfortunate.
All right. Well, so look, if you're interested in more Star Wars stuff, our sibling show Echo Station did nothing but cover D23 Star Wars news on their episode this week. Mm-hmm. So go check out Echo Station Cast on Twitter, or you can go subscribe to the show and listen to their latest episode to hear them talk about that stuff.
Absolutely.
Is that out yet?
Yeah.
It is out.
Comes out on Mondays.
Yep. So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk about all of the Marvel Studios news.
Right, so we need to do a promo. So
Derek's been harassing us for weeks now.
Yeah. So we should mention we're part of the Heroes Podcast Network.
Yeah.
UKKaiju.com.
Yeah, UKKaiju.com is our home site.
Oh, we should mention that we like monsters.
Yeah. That's really good. But what's a monster? Well, we call it kaiju.
Okay.
Strange beast. Usually a guy in a rubber suit.
See what we did there. Yeah.
We have a Facebook group, UK Kaiju Fans, right?
That's good. Yeah.
We mentioned we're part of the Heroes Podcast Network.
The Twitter thingy.
Yeah. At UK Kaiju, we'll do that too. HeroesPodcast.com. Mm. That's where you find it. What else should we mention?
We like toys.
Oh, yeah. We do toy reviews and game reviews and stuff. We should mention that. Books. Yeah, we read books. You know, we are adults.
Boys and their toys.
Hush, Paul. Do we mention that we get off topic? Nah. All right. So let's record this thing.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that quick break. I know we did. We talked a lot about love and life and existentialism.
Spooning.
No forking though, just spooning.
All right, Marvel!
Marvel news. So we got confirmation for 3 more live action Disney Plus Marvel shows.
And we ran a poll on Twitter to ask people which one they were most excited about.
Well, let's say which ones they are. The Go options right are She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Ms. Marvel.
And I'm going to guess Moon Knight won.
Do you have a guess, Ray?
I don't know. I voted for She-Hulk because that is literally what I'm most excited about.
So we have a tie.
Really? That's because Derek only has 7 followers. So.
Actually, no. We got a decent number of votes on this one. Not like a ton, but a good number. 35% voted for both She-Hulk and Moon Knight.
That's so crazy.
29% voted for Ms. Marvel. And for some reason, it only comes out to 99%.
That's what I was just thinking.
So there must be a rounding error on Twitter. Mm. I can't see the actual number of votes for each one. But yeah, so Ms. Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk, mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. I'm really excited about all of that. Ms. Marvel also will apparently get a live-action movie appearance down the road.
I imagine so will She-Hulk and Moon Knight. I imagine that most of these shows are going to be jumping off points for new characters to bring into
Phase 5.
Yes.
Or, well, maybe not Phase 5 because these shows probably won't be out in Phase 4.
We don't know that. We don't know. So let's talk about, well, I guess there's not much to talk about, to be completely honest.
We don't have any casting or information, synopsis, nothing about
it. So we can kind of explain the characters a bit. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
So Ms. Marvel is a relatively new character, this incarnation, Kamala Khan. She's younger.
2012, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so she's younger. She has some different powers and abilities from like Captain Marvel. They're not the same mm-hmm. at all. And the idea was to kind of focus on a younger audience, bring like kids into the mix a bit. She's really fun, cool. I like her fist gets like really large, and like she's got some fun abilities and stuff that are kind of cool.
Her name's Kamala Khan. She comes from a Middle Eastern Muslim background,
mm-hmm. which was a big change of pace mm-hmm. too. So that was really cool because there aren't a lot of superheroes with that background. I mean, even in DC, you've got Simon Baz, Green Lantern, and that's all I can think of off the top of my head. So, yeah. So the representation's not great. And so her being a woman as well. And well, she's really a girl, I guess.
She is. Know. She's like 15, 16.
Is she even that old?
I think so. Because she for a while, she was going to school with like Miles. Mm.
Okay. I didn't know that part. Mm. So that's cool. I know squat about Moon Knight, so
yeah, I don't know a ton either because I'm not really a comic reader, but I think it's an interesting character. I've read the wiki, and he's basically Marvel's answer to Batman these days. I don't think he originally was, but
he has superpowers.
He does. He also is super crazy, like really crazy, not like Batman.
where like, some you know issues crazy. Are sociopathic. It's
he like has multiple personalities, if I remember, dissociative identity disorder, and it's like straight up schizophrenic, I believe. He's
not neurotypical.
Yes.
So is this one of those things where like the different personalities have different powers?
No.
Okay.
He's just crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Atypical.
Okay. So I know he's a little more violent and stuff too. So that was a little bit surprising to see him as a Disney Plus show, given that they're.
Yeah, he's usually like a lot of times in the comic books, he'll team up with Daredevil and Punisher, you know.
I honestly thought we were going to see him more on Freeform. I figured he was going to be introduced with Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger is a darker show.
The Runaways, because it is. Like within the first episode, you get drug references and an attempted assault. So it's a serious show.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a cool looking character. So
yes, his design's
I'm excited to see his costume.
He's also one that I haven't really read up on. His comics were like never really part of crossovers. So
no, he crossed over with like the New York dark vigilante type characters. And that's about it, you know.
So let's just see here. He was created in 1975. He appeared in Werewolf by Night number 32. His first comic book came out same year as She-Hulk's 1980.
Oh.
His name is Mark Spector. Cause,
a little on the nose, but know, okay, Marvel.
You know, that's what we do here.
That is kind of funny because when Hal Jordan on the DC side becomes the Spectre, they're dressed very similarly.
They
the colors are different, but...
they are. And yeah, that's pretty much it. The creator decided that he wanted to come up with a character where Batman had multiple personality disorder. So yeah, there's a lot of comparisons to Batman. He used to be a boxer, U.S. Marine, a mercenary. He knows hand-to-hand combat techniques and martial arts such as boxing, kung fu, eskrima, judo,
so
karate,
does he not have superpowers?
Ninjutsu, savate, and muay thai. He's an Olympic-level athlete, a skilled acrobat, gymnast, excels as a combat strategist.
Okay, so he's peak human.
Yes, he's Batman. Like, that's pretty much how it comes.
Sorry, I thought
he's Batman, but I don't think he uses tech. So he's like Batman without a utility belt, or does
Spectre
he?
Gained his superhuman powers as a result of a visitation by the Egyptian moon god Khonshu. His strength, endurance, and reflexes are enhanced depending on the phases of the moon.
I mean, that's cool, but it's basically Batman,
he
right?
can lift several hundred pounds.
I can lift several hundred pounds.
Even during a new moon phase. So the fuller the moon, the more strength.
At least one.
Do you know what several means?
No. I just don't think that's that powerful. Batman is literally shown like bench pressing 2,000 pounds at one point, and he's just peak human. So,
due to his multiple personalities, he is also resistant to some psychic attacks and sometimes receives prophetic visions.
So it explains his symbol. I actually didn't know.
The moon?
Cool. Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
that's
his name.
An interesting origin. He didn't just fall down a well and see some animal.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
as much
like,
as I like Batman.
I think you'll like him because if they do it right, they won't shy away from his craziness. Like, that's a main part of the character. Dissociative identity disorder is a big deal.
I wonder
Batman,
if it'll be
they
an
kind
origin or not.
I hope so. I hope that we see the beginning of these heroes in all three.
I just want it to be like, I like the way Arrow handled it, where you got flashbacks and you didn't get
where
the whole line
to you about how long he was on.
Okay,
the
maybe
island.
Not exactly
I think that
but...
works for Moon Knight, but honestly, I think if we don't get She-Hulk's origin in like
there's some
one
characters
or two,
you can't do it with.
You don't
I
want to
really
just, like, cut to a
that.
Courtroom and she's just like all green doing the case. Because I don't know, I think that might be funny.
That could be how they started it. Like, okay, so for She-Hulk, honest to God, it needs to be kind of wacky. She is not really a serious character. She was around before Deadpool and broke the fourth wall before he started doing it. So it needs to be like a PG-13 violent Ellie McBeal.
Why did Disney decide they need to make Hulk
stop
into
it.
A female character? Make all those feminists happy. All
right, so let me just get... All right, so in 1980, Stan Lee and John Buscemi created this character because there was rumors that the Incredible Hulk TV show was going to do it first. If they did it, they would have lost out on the rights. So they quickly slapped together a comic And it was the only issue that Stan Lee wrote. He never once wrote another issue with She-Hulk. Jennifer Walters is Bruce Banner's cousin. She is in a horrible car accident, and she needs a blood transfusion. Bruce Banner is her, like, physically closest living relative at the time, and he argues multiple times with the hospital staff, telling him that his blood is not okay. He's not known to be the Hulk. But eventually they convince him. It's not public knowledge.
Yeah,
people don't
the
know.
MCU is going to have a harder time with that angle.
I don't know if this is how they're going to do it. But anyway, he's finally convinced that it's the right thing to do and that Jennifer can live on with it. She has a period of time where she's also savage, where she goes crazy when she is angry and completely hulks out and destroys things. But she gets it under control, and she ends up preferring the She-Hulk identity more than the Jennifer Walters. So she goes back to her life as a lawyer, and she's a lawyer as She-Hulk. She represents both superheroes and space entities and humans.
So is there ever explained why she doesn't get as big as the regular Hulk? Like, she just turns into, like, a slightly more muscular green version,
because
right?
Because it was a reaction from the transfusion. She didn't actually have the gamma rays.
She doesn't just wear
there's part
purple
of that. There's,
shorts.
There's also the part. Well, she starts out with a white dress, but there's also the part that it says that she's never as angry as Bruce has ever been, minus the one time in Avengers Disassembled where Scarlet Witch made her go savage, and then she got bigger than Bruce had.
Did she? Does her power scale like the Hulk's? Where, like, the more angry she gets, the more strong she gets?
Until she can control them. And she and Leonard Sampson develop a watch that can control her going from She-Hulk to Jennifer seamlessly. And she has full cognitive powers, faculties, while she's She-Hulk. It just is added strength. So for a while, she just lives as She-Hulk. She never returns to Jennifer Walters.
I mean, that's the kind of lawyer I would pick.
She's incredibly confident. She's a very smart lawyer. She went up in a...
Who's a better lawyer, her or Daredevil?
Oh, Jennifer. Matt Murdock. They flat out say that she's won more cases than he has. And the two of them... I always thought the two of them would make a really cute couple because of that.
She'd be better with Foggy. Anybody would be better with Foggy than Matt. Sorry, well, Matt. You know I love you, but...
I'm really sorry that my reaction was, ugh. I know, right? Like, that's really mean. That's more mean than what you said.
You have a problem with the Mighty Ducks?
Quack.
Quack.
Quack. But she's a really capable lawyer. She faced Thanos in a court of law. It was a space, like, outside of time.
Did he have
that sounds like an episode of Star Trek.
Did he have his Thanos copter at the time?
I have it in my issues upstairs. I will pull it out and show you.
Awesome.
No, he didn't. This is the 2000s.
Okay.
No copter.
His Thanos copter was retired.
No, his brother, Star Fox, or Eros, convinced her to marry J. Jonah Jameson's son, John Jameson.
The one that turns into Wolfman or whatever?
Yep. And she was not in love with him, but he...
Did that impress you that I just knew that?
Yeah. Okay. He did not put the whammy on Wolfman. Wolfman was in love with her. Like, for real. So they have a really messy divorce. It's sad. It's sad.
Womp, womp.
She's kind of promiscuous in the She-Hulk state. She's been known to sleep around, like, with Hercules and Iron Man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was there any other Marvel stuff? I feel like we've talked about these things
so
a lot.
So we got a first...
There was an animated show. They also announced Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, which I also know.
I feel like
about.
That had been... Maybe I'm thinking of the comic. I felt like something has been announced about that. But, I mean, who doesn't love Devil Dinosaur? Come on.
Devil Dinosaur is really cool. Moon Girl is supposed to be the smartest person in the entire Marvel universe, including...
Franklin Richards.
Tony, Franklin, Reed, Hank, like,
what
Bruce.
About Shuri? Because she seems to be the most intelligent one in the MCU right now.
Whatever.
Even before
this is an MCU, Derek.
Shuri, this is MCU.
Animated is MCU?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm pretty sure all of the anything Marvel Studios is MCU.
Shuri is like 17, 18, 19 maybe in this. We don't know how, like, young or old she is, but she's about young adult-ish. I think she would be just fine with a 9-year-old black girl being smarter than her.
So I took this as being MCU because when they talked about the new Spider-Man cartoon, they said Disney is making this Spider-Man cartoon.
Just because they're making it doesn't mean it's MCU. Not Marvel
Studios, though. Marvel Studios is making these other shows. So that leads me to believe that those are MCU and Disney's making this other stuff.
I guess technically Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is MCU too, right?
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Not really.
No, I mean, it's not.
It is.
Right.
So you Spider-Man.
Know. Well, no, we have other.
Oh, they showed Peggy Carter as Captain
Britain.
Yeah,
it's weird that they went that route with her. Yeah. I mean, they have the Exiles already in the comics where she's been Captain America, Peggy Carter, basically, and not Captain Britain. So I'm curious why they went that route. It's fine. It's not going to really, in the end, make any difference. But it's I don't really love the design. I like the Exiles design much more, but
I'm looking forward to What If. I like the concept. I like that they're going to do all these one-offs. They're supposed to touch on all of the different properties in the MCU, so we're going to, you know, have some opportunities to see.
Yeah, they indicated there was going to be like 20-some-odd episodes.
They made it sound like there'd be like one for every movie, which, you know.
So Peggy Carter's going to be first Captain America, I assume. Captain America movie.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, she gets this soldier serum instead of him, right? Yeah. But they're supposed to do Marvel Zombies, which I'm very interested to see how
that's
they're going to
awesome.
Pull that off or I'm what so the story
excited.
Is there.
That's such a fun comic book. Read all of them.
I actually read those.
Them. They're so
I have,
fun.
I still have the, like, I don't know what it's called when you get a big book of all of them. I have that.
The
trades. Yeah, that, yeah.
Or a trade, yeah.
When they finally crossed over with Ash.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's why I read it. To be honest with you.
So in movie news though, so we got Black Panther 2 and it has a release
date announcement. That's all we got for that.
That's all we got.
May 6, 2021.
So I think that was what it was. Yeah. So I mean we knew it was coming.
That's
so.
Phase 5, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Mm.
I wasn't in the
phase
4
short.
Announcement.
Yeah. Well, I know phase 4 is 2 years though, so wouldn't that be during
is
the
it
phase
two?
Maybe
four
it was 2022. I don't remember the exact date. I remember May.
Okay. Well, so Black Widow, we got a poster and a look at her white suit.
They did show a trailer. There is some.
But we didn't get to see
no,
it.
No, they haven't released it to the wide
there's
public.
There's some set
yet.
Photos that have surfaced of her suit in this. And it looks more advanced than a lot of her suits that she has in the Avengers movie. So I don't really understand that, but whatever.
Yeah, there's a poster of her suit. There's the white costume that's was on display. And we have confirmation that David Harbour is not Taskmaster,
right.
He is Red Guardian.
Which I had to look up. I had no idea who he was, but I was like, "Who? Why is he wearing a cowl? This is interesting. I want to see
Red
more."
Red Guardian's
that.
Cool.
He's basically Russian Captain America, Soviet Captain America. So that's cool. It also explains why David Harbour came out in a Captain America shirt at San Diego Comic Con. So that's cool.
And that's never mind. I'm not going to make a Stranger Things reference. Let's move
Don't.
On. I had something.
We did get on. A poster for WandaVision also.
Yeah.
Which I think was
that was fun.
Interesting.
I'm still very confused about
if
that.
You look
I
at the,
tried to explain no, it to you.
I know. I still think it doesn't make sense.
If you look at the poster they released,
what if
over, I don't
comments?
Know if you guys noticed it, but over in the shadows,
yeah.
The shadows are like Vision and Scarlet Witch, but it's her comic book, like her comic book headdress.
But
so I'm
crown,
curious if they're going
to
go that route with it.
God,
that makes me more excited than anything else. But I'm intrigued by the show. I obviously love period pieces, and this is going to be a weird take on a period piece. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm interested.
Considering it's all like her own personal hell in heaven and her own built-in.
I just don't know that I'm interested in a show where all of it's like not real. On
but is it real? Because
that's
it could be
Scarlet
real.
Witch,
it could be affecting
though.
Her.
Like, she literally has reality warping powers.
I didn't say it was inconsistent with her character. I said I'm not sure that I'm interested in watching.
Don't.
I am interested in as why Darcy and
Randall
Asian
Park.
Jim are in it, but. It's from The Office. Sorry,
yeah,
that
I don't
was
know
not
how
a Marvel
they're...
reference.
He's been in the MCU, though.
Yeah, I know, but like, but they weren't related to Scarlet Witch or Vision at all
not at
in
all.
Any way.
Yeah.
So I'm curious as to why they're there. But
I mean, really, it's just the cast that's keeping me interested because I like Elizabeth Olsen and I like Paul Bettany, and so I'll check it out for them. The premise just isn't.
This
good
easily
for me.
Is going to lead into Doctor Strange a lot better than I thought it was going to. So I'm actually really excited. The times where she loses her sanity in the comics are some of the most interesting.
It's a really intriguing lines. Concept. I don't know much about Scarlet Witch, but the concept of it really it might be my most anticipated, other than maybe Moon Knight, of the Disney Plus shows.
So this does pose an interesting question, since you're talking about this possibly leading into Doctor Strange. How much do you think people are going to be, like, quote, required to see these shows to watch the movies moving forward?
I think it'll start out slow. I think you could probably skip Winter Soldier and Falcon completely, maybe even Loki completely. And I think they'll build more and more importance into it.
I think Disney is banking on that. And they're going to slowly raise up the stakes until they get as many people as they can, because they're going to ride that Marvel movie train.
Expecting people to watch WandaVision for Doctor Strange to make sense.
No, I don't think it wouldn't make sense. I just think that it's going to
enhance the experience.
Yeah, give you as much background as possible. And
you won't be going, who's that? You know, it really, the character probably wouldn't matter that much, but you would have the background on that character.
Maybe. Just curious.
But I think that's it's a strategy, and to get more people tuning in, you know, they know.
It's a concern that I've had, right, is that the market saturation, people only have so much time, right? Mm-hmm. And movies are already hard enough to keep up with. So if you now have shows that you've got to watch on top of that, are you going to start losing people?
I do appreciate that all the shows are only 6 hours, 6 episodes.
I don't appreciate that. That means they're going to be over real quick, and then I'm going to be waiting. Unless they do it like DC Universes, where they have one show coming out right after the other, pretty much.
It's a budget thing, because they don't want to give these movie theater budgets, but people know what they look like.
Yeah.
Right? You can't.
But they gave The Mandalorian a movie theater budget.
Sort of. It's a 10-episode season, and that gets half the budget of a normal Star Wars movie.
No, you're right, but $100 million for a movie that doesn't feature Jedi or the Force is not crazy, in my opinion.
But, when you look at other films that get larger budgets.
I think you can do a Star Wars film for $100 million.
I don't remember Rogue One specifically, but the Star Wars movies have been around 2 to 210 for the most part in the 21st century. So it does vary a bit. But it's a 2.5 hour movie versus a 10 hour TV show. Right?
I had an idea for a silly Star Wars cartoon. I think it'd be funny to have.
Was it the Star Wars Christmas special?
No.
Okay.
It would be funny to have like a workplace comedy cartoon where you follow Kyber crystal miners.
Like The Office.
So yeah. Lower Decks for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Trek did it first.
Powerless for Star Wars.
But they haven't released it yet, so it doesn't matter.
It's announced. It's
look, it would be funny, okay? Mining's a very dangerous job.
That does sound hilarious.
I mean, I do think there's funnier people they could follow for the Star Wars universe. But
maybe a droid factory.
We've already talked Star Wars, so let's keep it on Marvel.
Oh my god. So the Eternals, we got to see their comic book outfits. And they are very comic booky. I don't care what you say. They're very rainbow, just like the Eternals are. And I love it. They all look amazing. We also got some fun confirmation that Cersei, one of the more recognizable Eternals characters, is being played by Gemma Chan. She was also just in Captain Marvel, playing a completely different character here. I don't know if they're going to touch on that or not, but this is not the first time they've had people double up. And then Kit Harington join the cast as a non-Eternal. He's playing the Black Knight. So that's going to be cool. We're going to see him in old-timey-wimey stuff, and I bet you anything they have him coming up in more MCU stuff that's current timeline.
Well, Kevin Feige said that he could definitely see more of a role for Black Knight, which the Black Knight has been an Avenger before, so that would... It's either going to be that or a Disney Plus show. I mean, either one would be cool, though. I like him as an actor, so.
There was maybe some speculation that we might get to see the origin of Nowhere from the Guardians films, which could be kind of cool. The Eternals has me very intrigued. I know so little about them, and I know that it takes place really, long before everything that we've seen so far, so.
They did announce one of the characters, a male character, is going to be a gay man with a family. So this will be what I assume is going to be the first LGBT character in a relationship with a family on screen in the MCU.
Wrong. There was a gay superpowered character in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I
He had a family.
Thought I said big screen.
No. screen.
Big screen. There you go.
Fine. Fix it.
It's still a limited number of people is the point, and so hopefully this is just a trend that continues.
I know a lot of people
think
that it's like quote unquote pandering or, you know, social justice or whatever, but if you do the math, there's more than 300 different characters in the MCU, and if you figure 1 in 10 on the LGBT spectrum in real life, then
we should have 36
at least.
Yeah,
so the representation's low. It's really not as high as you guys think, or the people that whine, people that are like, cool, this doesn't affect my day at
they're
all.
Just mad because it's not another white male hero.
I actually think it's gonna be Richard Madden. Like, he's...
I don't know who that is.
So. Richard Madden's playing the main white Eternal.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's going to be him.
Yeah, I don't know. I know next to nothing about the Eternals.
That's the thing. It's like when they say, like, yeah, we're going to have a same-sex, you know, Eternal. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know them, so I have no... Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like, I don't have an opinion.
Right.
I don't know them.
Does it matter to you? Who cares any of them? Like, they're different races here. They're different sexes or different genders or different ages. Like, who cares at this point? Who has really latched onto the Eternal so much?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who do all of a sudden who want to have something to be mad about, you know, but that's just the way it goes.
Do you think Kit Harington is typecast now?
He just did really crappy film that got 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
did he really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was a modern day like film. So,
but did he wear all
know.
Black?
Yeah. I think that's important to know.
I'm just waiting, like Richard Madden and Kit Harington. I'm waiting for...
Amelia Clark
to join in, especially since Sophie Turner and Maisie Williams have already been cast since X-Men, you know.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, I mean,
Maisie's may never see the light of day, so
it might see Hulu. That'd be about it.
Maybe. I mean, it wasn't even
dropped and then pulled right away like Cloverfield Paradox.
Yeah.
All right, so any other, let's see, we've got so I guess we can talk Spider-Man. If we want to talk about what's happening with Spider-Man.
So Kevin Feige was at D23, said that they're not going to make any more Spider-Man movies.
He actually said this was never meant to last. Nothing lasts forever. You know, all good things, Jean-Luc. But...
And then Tom Holland said that he's not going to stop playing it. He is, like we talked last week, his coworkers are going to be a bit different, but he wants to continue playing the character, so he's going to try
and he will, because he's contracted too. So, yeah.
But he unfollowed Sony on Instagram, and so that's clearly
we all need to write news articles.
He had lunch
about
with RDJ. Personally, I'm sure he's very upset. He's changing all his studios, his where he's filming. Like, he's changing a lot. So I get why personally he's upset, but this is business.
Well, the timing wasn't great either, because the Uncharted movie, which he's also supposed to star in, lost another director.
This is a third?
I think so. And so that movie that he's tagged to be the lead in has kind of been stuck in production hell as they try and find a director. So it wasn't like a great 36 hours for him, and I get that, but he still gets to play Spider-Man, and
now he can be in a Venom movie or a Carnage movie or
and
whatever.
He said that like there's going to be some crossover potential that's going to be really cool, and I think
he could be into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
like
he can be in the Spider-Verse. He can be in Venom 2, and you know, Woody Harrelson is now officially confirmed to be returning in Venom 2 as Carnage. Andy Serkis is directing. Like, these are good signs. You know, so I think Tom Holland has the right attitude about it, that he still gets to play a character that he loves to play. And yeah, it's going to be different, but I appreciate his outlook on it. You know, he could be making it more difficult for himself or for Sony, and he's not. And, you know, that's good. Lots of older, you know, more, quote, experienced actors have done worse. So
I do like some of the fan takes on this. Some of the spoof articles are pretty funny. They're really good. I saw one today that was like, up and comer actor Tom Holland plays MCU's new Spider Dude character.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is kind of funny, but we'll still see Spider-Man. He'll still be around. Yeah. You know, That's just the way that it is.
Just not in the Avengers, which there is no Avengers movie scheduled.
I mean, right. Like, that's the thing. There wasn't a Spider-Man movie or an Avengers movie slated for Phase 4, so we weren't going to see him for a few years anyway. And, you know, we may see him a lot sooner now because maybe he'll show up in Venom 2.
Yep.
You know, and we may see him more often and sooner than we would have otherwise. So, you know.
All right, then.
I think that's mostly it. I mean, they showed an updated MCU timeline. It's complicated. It's a lot of eras and things. There's a great meme of Charlie from his meme where
it's
he's
always
like,
sunny.
Yeah, where he's like on the board and there's all this. Someone cut him out of that meme and put him in front of the new timeline for Star Wars.
They did that for Star Wars. yeah, for the MCU as
it
well.
It was pretty funny. They're convoluted art images, you know, that they've put together. I appreciate that they're trying to show everybody when stuff is coming out and happening, but it's not easy.
Just stop. So. Just give me a date and I'll put it on the calendar.
But yeah, anything else? Any thoughts? Anything you want to touch on?
No, just you.
We covered most of it, but I do agree with that.
Yeah. Right? There's one thing Ryan and I have in common. It's our love for you.
It's true. Mm.
All right. So like we said, if you want more Star Wars discussion, check out our sibling show Echo Station.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we'll be doing our martial arts episode.
Yep.
So hopefully not too much news happens.
Right.
Next
right.
week. Ryan. Ryan actually requested this topic and he rarely, if ever, requests a topic.
I've requested it. I mean, how many years have we been doing this and I've requested it?
I feel very bad about that.
No, this is an important week.
And we will do it. You know, so we've all invested time into it and we will do
it. I'm probably going to die in the next week and so I'll never get to do my martial arts episode.
We'll do it in your honor.
I appreciate that. It's going to be not good.
At your funeral.
Okay, like, well.
We'll have a little frame.
That's what he would have wanted.
It's what you would have
yeah.
wanted.
That's right.
Right. I'll just stand up there instead of the eulogy. Like, Ryan wanted us to actually do an episode of Screen Heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be great.
He also wanted to be buried with his Fallout gear.
No, I want to be buried with my proton pack. That's my one request.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I get it.
And some soda bottle caps just in case.
No.
Okay.
Good talk.
No, they won't put cement on you so you won't come back.
That's right, probably a good plan.
Tie your shoelaces together.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That is going to wrap us up for tonight. Thank you very much for joining us. As always, you can join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on twitch.com/heroespodcast.
Twitch.tv.
Oh, my God. I think it just differs.
Does it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's twitch.tv, but if you do .com,
are you guys fighting?
Whatever. Sure. Sure, we're fighting. He threw off my groove, okay?
You've thrown off the Rachel's groove.
Yeah, so you can listen to the podcast every Thursday, right? Every mm-hmm. Thursday on most places. Podcasts can be found, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, and Google Play. You can follow Ryan everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, not in person, at Buster Props. You can follow Derek at the Star Trek Dude on the
and
same places. You can follow me at Siren Ray on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow the show at Screen Heroes Pod on Twitter. And you can follow the Heroes Podcast, the whole gang, heroespodcast.com or Heroes Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We will see you all next time. Watch martial arts movies. He's always asking me to spoon him.
Well,
I like being the little spoon.
Me too. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
No, I don't really like it as much, so I'm fine being the big spoon.